What type of things do you look in the mirror and tell yourself daily?
Well, the first thing I do is I give gratitude for everything, every aspect of my life, and I tell myself that I am unique and that I am beautiful and that I'm like no other. And that's what makes me unique and beautiful.
Crowned and connected. The Crown and Connected. The Crown and Connected Podcast.
Welcome back to the Crown and Connected Podcast.
So thanks for coming, Lavette. We really appreciate you being on our show today.
Of course, it's my pleasure.
So I don't know if you know, but I think you do. But our segment is called Finding Your Style. And how does finding your style affect others' perception of you?
Okay.
So on your Facebook, I do see your My Styles that you post. What exactly is that called when you post those?
Well, it originated from work. So I used to call it work attire. And days that I don't have work and I post the outfit, I would just say it's my outfit of the day. But I'm actually teaming up with a company that's, we're starting a blog related to work, the beauty industry, and fashion. So we're actually calling it Nail Attire.
Oh, okay. I did see a few days ago, you have a really, really interesting photo that you put on your page. The caption reads, "My style is knowing who I am, what I want to say, and not giving a damn." I thought that was an incredible caption, and I felt a personal connection with it, but I want to know a little bit more behind you posting that.
Okay, so yeah, that's sort of my tagline for my outfit of the days. So my outfit of the days are more of a look that I may not actually wear at work. Maybe it's a little bit different because when I go to work, I try to dress completely covered. But it's just that what it says. Sometimes people will see your style, and if it's different, they think it's weird, or they have opinions about it. So that's where the tagline pretty much comes in. Like, I'm me, I'm doing what I want, how I want to do it, and I'm not caring about what anyone else's opinions or anything is. Now, if I inspire someone, that's even better. But usually because the looks are a little different, they're a little avant-garde, or, you know, not your norm or your typical, people will look at it like, woo, or, you know, they may have something to say. So that's why I created that tagline.
Okay. So let's talk about an encounter that you've had where you have dressed it in your own perception, and you felt that you are looking, you know, spazzy and looking really nice, but you got a negative feedback.
Yes. So with anything that you produce, when you walk out into the universe, when you put your stuff on social media, I always keep in mind, I never know who's watching. And I'm also ready to receive great feedback and negative feedback, but what I want to do platform to try to keep positivity flowing. So I did get a negative response. It was actually the first negative response I've gotten since I've been posting these, and I've posted them on and off for a few years now, not consistently. I plan on being more consistent or persistent, but I got this one negative feedback, and I actually wanted to give my response and my reaction in a very positive manner. So how I handled it, I noticed that she had made a comment that was different from everyone else's. So I screenshotted and I sent it to her with no words or anything. Just wanted to see how she was going to respond for her reaction. Maybe it was an accident, or, you know, I'm like, well, I want to know what's funny. So her reply was very negative. And, you know, I just, It was, first it was just like the laughing emojis, pretty much like she was laughing at the outfit. And her reply was, the outfit was just ugly, that's all. So I wanted to pretty much, my intent was to message her, you know, like, you know, you are a beautiful woman, you're a beautiful human being, because I look at it as, you never know what anyone else is going through. And I've learned that even with my own experience, sometimes you can be negative towards something because you feel like, you know, you deserve that or that was yours, when really it's not yours. It's theirs. What's for them is for them, and what's for you is for you. So my intent was to just, you know, kick a lot of positive energy to her and just to let her know, you know, if you really don't have anything nice to say, just scroll. You know, there's no energy, no extra energy in scrolling right past my photo. You didn't have to put any negative energy into it. And that,
so what my would be for that is, why respond at all? What made you really want to respond and even take the time out to address that negative?
Because the reason for it is to show people that even you can take a negative comment, a negative energy, and turn it around and make it positive.
Right. Well,
That was my whole reason behind even taking it, and to sort of let people know what I'm about. Like, I'm all about positivity. So, you know, if you are going to be negative, then please keep it pushing.
I like that. With you being in the social media landscape and being a style and fashion influencer, I'm sure comments, both positive and negative, come flowing in all the time. So what would it take for somebody looking to get into being a style or fashion influencer mentally?
Confidence is number one. You have to have the confidence that, you know, you're beautiful, you're unique. And it took some time for me to get there, and that's why I'm releasing it now. It took me a little while to build up that confidence. And, you know, I was influenced by other people, seeing the confidence that they have and knowing that I could do it. So having confidence would be definitely number one, because that shines surpass anything.
Okay, so with having confidence and definitely being able to have confidence via social media is definitely a big job. So
it is.
I want to know from you is, what role do you think that social media plays in fashion today?
Oh, it plays a huge role. Just like because I am starting to build my own platform for it, I have been sort of scouting and looking at a bunch of different pages and social networks and stuff in that nature pertaining to fashion, and it's very, very popular. What I tend to notice though so far during my research is a lot of people have quite of the same looks and same sort of feels to their fashion. It's rare that you see like very different and eclectic looks that are like just really, really different and unique. A lot of like wears the same. It's definitely huge on social media right now.
So how
it
really do you stick is. Out?
Huh?
So how do you stick out when in a sea of Insta baddies, as they're so called?
I think so far my style has a little bit of a different feel to it. Again, it is sort of work related as well. So showing that this isn't just a look that I just got dressed for this day, or I just got dressed because I'm going to this special event. No, this is an outfit that I picked out and I chose, and I'm actually going to work in this outfit. So that definitely sets me apart.
What lessons would you want somebody to take away from your own style journey?
to just be you, no matter what, regardless of, you know, when I do it, I try not to think about what the next person may think of it, or unless it's in a positive light. Like, a lot of people, they tend to do things based off of negativity. And I look at it as, oh man, this look may really inspire somebody. And again, work is what inspired me to do it in the first place. My clients would come in and sit in my chair and they're like, Livette, I cannot believe you're coming to work looking like this. You know, new clients, it sets the tone as, you know, that first impression. I'm coming to work, makeup done, you know, with this really cool outfit. You know, I feel like sometimes I've even gotten a bigger tip just because I put that little bit of extra.
Hey, work
for that. Honestly, it really inspires people. I've had new clients who never saw me because at one point, like, I never even posted myself on my social media. It was just strictly nails. And when they would see me, they would be so shocked and surprised, and they, you know, the compliments literally like overrun and overflow. And I feel like when that happens, I've, you know, made a mark on them, and I've, you know, added a positive aspect to them. So just being confident and believing in yourself no matter what is key, is vital.
So was the biggest rookie mistake starting out in your career? I know you've been doing nails for 10 years plus.
Yes.
What was the biggest rookie mistake when starting out?
I would say my biggest mistake would be not networking. If I didn't start really networking until about 5 years in, 5 or 6 years in, I was sort of stuck in my own little bubble. If I could do that over again, I definitely would. I mean, from the beginning, I would network way more I didn't network at all the first 5 years.
I feel like an issue with, I would say, Black creatives. We really work in these, and even the interview that we did with Tiana Anderson for Ready, Set, Aim, she noticed the same thing. So that's one of our goals here at Crown and Connected, is to help bridge that gap in between these different clusters of creatives and help people tell their stories and let people know that collaboration and competition are both healthy in good doses. And you can grow from each other from it.
Definitely.
Being in a silo, you definitely like stunt your growth.
Yes. Yes. And at those first 5 years, I was stuck in that bubble, and that bubble only, and sort of doing like the same thing over and over. And, you know, once you step outside of that, there's a whole world out there. A great world where you can really, you know, move forward, move ahead, climb that ladder where you want to be, and go where you want to go.